strike beats back bully privatizers Len Hockey, Secretary, Unite Bart's Health Trust Union Branch and Waltham Forest Socialist Party. In 2016, mainly female migrant workers, including agency workers, providing services like portering and cleaning, were about to be transferred to privatizer Serco. They had 4 years subsisted on minimum rates of pay, and with the threat of joblessness hanging over them daily. Members of Unite the Union in Bart's NHS Health Trust in East London staged a protest at the Trust AGM in Stratford. This was the culmination of a summer of activity in the four hospitals, including the Royal London, which saw big increases in members and representatives of the union. A joined-up approach between the branch and the national union, influenced by the previous successful industrial action by Whips Cross Hospital workers, had yielded 700 new members. It put the issue of the long-happening abuse of ancillary workers firmly on the agenda. The trust was now being called to account. With confidence, consciousness, and combativity up, we achieved the London living wage as a minimum for all staff. And following 24 days of strike action across four big East London hospitals in the summer of 2017, we won a 1% basic pay increase, a one-off payment, and, crucially, permanent contracts for many of the former precarious workers. The vitality and vigor of this historic strike movement inspired all who attended picket lines and demonstrations. It fundamentally gave the light of faith that's at the summits of the trade union movement, that workers won't fight when a determined lead is given.